This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. It's hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Sean Shapiro, currently writing for D Magazine and Substack. I'm sorry, I had Dallas Stars in the brain, but he's going to join us here in just a moment as the Stars made the big decision Friday with breaking news that they were moving on from Coach DeBoer. How'd y'all's weekend go with that? It seemed like frustration was high with Stars fans. A great debate was raging on social and, you know, on The Fan throughout the day. Both Sean and RJ and KNC had great segments about it.
It was like, where do they go from here? I think the big thing was the Jason Robertson trade just got the people all riled up. Now you start talking trades with some of these Stars players, the fan base, when you have an emotional connection, they're going to lose their mind a little bit. And I understand it, but the Stars have to do something different. I mean, we got Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. You look at the way Edmonton and Florida are playing, and as much as I love the Stars, I think the Stars, they're clearly one of the best teams in the NHL. You don't make it by accident to 3 straight conference finals, but I don't think they'd have stood a chance against Florida with just how physical and nasty that team is. And Edmonton obviously was better. So they've got to figure out, okay, what do we need to do to get over the hump here?
Yeah, you know, I think so, and maybe changing a coach is what Jim Nill thinks had to happen. It is very interesting that they both kind of gave him a vote of confidence, and that upon further review, he was done for. What do you think about the players having this much influence? You know, if it was players versus coach, that might be Jim Nill's weak spot, if you ask me. I don't know. Maybe you have to choose players. Maybe that's across the board that you have to choose players, and they need to find a player-friendly coach that can allow them to play free and easy. Maybe that's the philosophy there, but I would be really worried right now if I'm coming into this job that the players kind of think we can go to Jim. If we don't like coach, we really don't have to listen. Isn't that what happens with the Jones boys over there with the Cowboys?
Yeah. I mean, that is a little bit touchy. I do think it's obviously always easier to just throw the coach out and keep the players, especially when you're Jim Nill and you take some pride in the players that are on that roster because you have handpicked them to be there. And if it's just one random player, especially at a more random position than goaltender, then maybe you could just do hey, we'll move on from this guy. But when you get it sort of in the masses, and it's also with a guy that's really, you know, he's not expendable in Jake Oettinger, and that's where this thing all started. So I just think it's always much easier to just throw the coach out. And especially when it comes to a guy like DeBoer, you've seen teams move on from him and then go get it done.
All righty, is Sean Shapiro ready to join us here in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. You can catch his stuff, D Magazine, and his Substack called Snapshots. Sean Shapiro joins us now here.
He's in the building!
And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good. I'm semi-surprised we're talking about a coaching change on before game, a couple hours before game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, watching on TV tonight, but I'm here, and I'm happy to be talking with you.
Okay, yeah, and we're happy to have you. It's been an incredible debate here over the last 4 days now, I guess, since this news happened. From your understanding, what was it that drove the decision?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those where there's a lot of kind of factors that built into it, where maybe if you're being critical and if you're Tom Gilardi and Jim Nill and you're thinking about your coach and you look at flaws here and there, you find them, right? You're always going to find them. And you got a guy who his shelf life with NHL teams has typically been about three and a half seasons. Now, basically the final water breaking for Pete DeBoer on all of this was, it's not necessarily the decision to pull Jake Oettinger from that game, and we can debate the merits of that one way or the other. It was really what happened with the aftermath, where, and I'm not even talking about the press conference afterwards, after the game, game five itself. It's the DeBoer pulls Jake Oettinger, publicly embarrasses him, and that's fine. He's an athlete. Athletes have to deal with that. But then he doesn't take the time to connect with his goalie, who has much better job security than he does, obviously, before even meeting with assembled media on Saturday. Pete was open at the time when during exit interviews saying, oh, I haven't had the time to talk to Jake. And that's a pretty big red flag, especially. And I talked to a bunch of NHL goalie coaches about it, where it's okay to pull the guy. You can pull the guy and own that decision, but you got to at least take the time to talk to him before you go and meet the media a second time and talk about how he let you down and everything like that. And when you do that, when you go and take your shot at Jake Oettinger, and Jake Oettinger wasn't the guy pushing for Pete DeBoer to be out at all, from my understanding of this, but there's a lot of Jake is well-liked in that room. He's the guy who connects a lot of that team. He's the one of the few guys that connects the cliques on the team. Every team has cliques. He's the guy who, when the Stars finish contingent goes on the road and they're looking for saunas, Jake helps them find saunas. Jake's the one who, he's a member at Merido and he brings guys to golf together as a team. He's really the party player of the team in addition to being the goalie. And if you're going to take your shot at that guy and you're going to rip him down a bit, all of his friends are going to kind of all of a sudden find their grievances with you in exit interviews. And that's where a lot of the discontent came and all of the issues just kind of all bubbled up in the exit interviews with Jim Nill. And that's what led to the coaching change. And now we're looking at a team with three straight Western Conference finals trips ready to change a coach. And it's a wild turn of events, honestly.
So where do you think they go in terms of this search? Neil Graham seems like that's a top name for an internal candidate, but doesn't have the NHL experience as a head coach. You've got Nasruddin, who's an assistant that has been there, done that. I don't know. Where do you think Jim Nill is kind of looking to try and get this team over that hurdle?
Yeah, I think one of the things we've heard is the Stars don't want to go with the quote unquote retread. Now, the great thing when you say something like that is a retread, and you can apply that definition to anything. So does that mean zero NHL experience, or you don't want to go with one of those guys who's coached a ton of NHL games and is an older guy? I definitely get more of the feel where Jim Nill is looking at someone kind of in that camp where they have had NHL experience, or at least head coaching experience at the AHL level, and might be a little bit on the younger side for how coaches are, because the Stars have had so much turnover, and maybe you're looking for someone to kind of step up and you can trust to kind of grow into this role a little bit. A little bit risky, obviously, with a team with the high expectations they have. But I know Jim, like, one of the greatest faults, and it's not even one of the probably regrets for what happened during Jim Nill's time in Dallas is,
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jim Mill loved the Jim Montgomery hire. He thought the Jim Montgomery hire was the right hire. It was a guy, a college coach coming in, someone who hadn't been a proven NHL coach before. And Jim Montgomery, by all accounts, was a really good NHL coach, but unfortunately had the active unprofessional conduct off the ice that led to his departure. And now we've seen Jim Montgomery go win a Jack Adams in Boston as the coach of the year, help the Boston Bruins, a St. Louis Blues team get much farther. So I look at this where it's a lot of Jim Mill going a little bit back to that playbook when he made the Montgomery hire. Who's that guy who he thinks is the next good NHL head coach who hasn't gotten the opportunity yet? I was going to say, just you mentioned Neil Graham, and I like Neil is a he's a good young coach. He's also I wonder if he's similar to Spencer Carberry, who just won the Coach of the Year with the Capitals, where he needs a year or two as an assistant on an NHL bench before he's a true head coaching candidate.
Sean, what about with the Finnish, roster you have? What about Jari Lehtinen, who works with the Finnish national team? Is that kind of a wild card, or could there be a European coach that we're not thinking about?
Yeah, Jari is more of the management type. He's the GM of Team Finland, and so he's not really. If he was going to come over to North America, it would probably be more in a management role than a coaching role when it comes to Jari. Now, if you want a name that is a European name, albeit not Finnish, that will get Stars fans buzzing to talk about is the question is, do you give Sergei Zubov a call? He's got some pretty good KHL coaching experience, and he hasn't coached in the NHL like that, but Sergei Zubov has some ties to this franchise. If you're looking at kind of a coach that's coached Finland, and I'm going to butcher the name, our Finnish friends will be mad at me, but it's Jukka Jalonen has been the coach of the Finnish national team and is well respected. So there's definitely kind of options there. Now the top European coach with European history was actually just hired by Boston about 4 or 5 days ago when Marco Sturm was hired by Boston. So, I think you could look there. The one name that I heard the other day that has been intriguing and could definitely, and not European, but was Manny Malhotra, who's a guy who played for the Stars, and now he's not European at all, but he played for the Stars in the early 2000s and has about 6 to 7 years as an NHL assistant coach. And his AHL team just happened to beat the Texas Stars in the conference final down in the AHL. So that's another name that, like, I was told to kind of keep an eye on when it comes to Malhotra right now. So Jim said it'd be a wide open search. I'm really fascinated to see how wide open he's serious about that, because is that just boilerplate or do they actually have a guy that they really circled in and haven't told us about?
Sean Shapiro with us here on The Fan. So with the players kind of rallying around Otter, did they have maybe too much say in this decision to get rid of Pete, or was the writing kind of already on the wall?
I don't know if the players having too much say is a great debate, because I don't know if that's just a Dallas Stars thing. I think that's a little bit more of a modern athlete thing almost now, where we have players being a player's coach is almost a necessity for coaches in lots of things, it seems like. But the one thing that I do know that the Stars heavily thought about was they did want to avoid what happened with the end of Lindy Ruff's tenure in Dallas. Lindy Ruff went into the final year of his, so the Stars had the best record in the Western Conference. They lose in that series in 7 games to the St. Louis Blues. And Jim Dillon, Lindy Ruff, and Tom Gilardi couldn't come to a contract extension. So Lindy Ruff goes into year 4 of that deal as a lame duck head coach. Injuries kind of happen early in camp and everything like that, and the season just spirals out of control. And Lynn at the end of the year, Lindy walks away as his contract expires. I think this was kind of, there was a little bit of that past worry of the Stars, based off what had happened, they definitely were no longer interested in the contract extension talks with Pete DeBoer. Now, that's something that probably before the playoffs started, they would have been interested in that conversation. And so I think there was a little bit of the kind of past history example here of, if we don't think Pete DeBoer is the guy for a contract extension, that means we don't trust him to be here past year four. Do we really want to go into kind of a, not a reload or a revamp, whatever you call it when you kind of move your windows around, right? Do we really want to go into a coach who doesn't have any plans of being here past year and we don't even know if we want the guy? And so I think it was a little bit more of that, where that's in the back of Jim Neal's mind. He's like, I can't have a lost year where if things go poorly in October or November that my coaching staff bails on me and then I've got a lost season. So I think that was part of it, where it's going to be is whoever's going to take over has such a huge bar to clear. But yeah. I think Jim's kind of trying to look into his own history there with what happened with Lindy Ruff.
It just, Sean, it seems so strange that ownership came out and said, hey, I don't want to be involved with a coaching change. And then
And then
Jim Neal says to you guys that, hey, listen, I'm okay with him making the change. Do you think it's something that Pete said to them that they just couldn't stomach anymore? That I kind of feel like he fired himself. He walked in there and he said, listen, maybe I'm not the man for the job anymore. And he probably felt like I lost the room. I lost the room. I lost the guys. You probably need to make a change here. And if you make a change, I get paid for my last year. I mean, he's probably not saying all this, but he's thinking about it, right? He's thinking about it.
Yeah, you know? And I don't know if he fired himself, and I don't know if that's the case, but Jim Neal was pretty open that he said that about late in the regular season. Pete and Jim had a conversation where Pete said he felt like he'd pushed all the buttons. And when you have no more buttons left to push, I guess you start hitting the console with a bunch of hammers. And maybe that's what we saw Pete was doing. Pete was doing at the edge. So, it's kind of one of those where I don't think Pete would ever fire himself. He's a very proud guy.
Sure.
But this is about, it does feel about as close to it be based off his personality and how he runs thing of, all right, well, let's, to use proper radio terminology for it, but let's F around and find out about it, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. I mean, fantastic report. Tremendous job covering the team. And hopefully we can catch up soon and talk about who the new coach is and how they're going to fix this roster. Get them over the top.
Yep. Looking forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. There he goes. Sean Shapiro, D Magazine. And the Substack is called Snapshots.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.